The plan proposes new regulations and the strengthening of existing measures to improve local air quality. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Jason Bruni rolled out the plan in Fairbanks Tuesday, describing a phased approach to reach attainment in 10 years.
Reduce the PM 2.5 levels by 5% per year. So I think that we have ongoing discussions with the EPA. They seem supportive of this approach.
Bruni detailed proposals including new wood stove performance standards and continued use of burn bans on high pollution days.
Those will remain in place, but there will be new thresholds for when those occur.
Bruni says under the proposed new thresholds, the number of burn ban days is estimated to increase 20% to 30%, and it will be tougher to get a waiver.
Currently, we have a no ash, no other alternative source of heat waiver program, and so that will be maintained, but there will be new requirements that are put on that.
Another proposal to take effect in 2021 would require any firewood sold to be dry, and by December 2024, all older model stoves, residential coal-fired heaters, and outdoor wood and coal-fueled boilers would have to be removed. Development of the plan required analysis of best available emissions control technologies for area coal-fired power plants, but Bruni says the retrofits have largely been found to be too expensive. The control measures are not limited to wood and coal, and as of next year, only cleaner burning number one heating oil could be sold.
The economic analysis that we did on this, we figured it would be around a $70 per year impact on the average resident in the non-attainment area.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Bryce Ward emphasizes that the borough, state, and federal governments cooperated to develop a practical plan.
To look at things to make sure that the changes that we're making actually result in positive impacts to air quality within the community at the lowest cost possible.
Mayor Ward, the Assembly, and Pollution Control Commission are meeting with local people to talk about the plan. The DEC has scheduled public comment meetings in Fairbanks on June 25th and 26th and is taking feedback on the proposed plan through July 26th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.